Guys, you talk about it. What better way to get it done today, winning the division with a complete team effort? That represents exactly what we are. Offense, defense, special teams, yes, picking each other up. Give me a woo if you win. Hey, we talked about this. Talk about playing smart situationally. Another great job by Todd Gurley, making them use all their timeouts,
yeah,
punching it in. Troy Hill getting a pick, man. So many different guys that were great for this football team today. Now, hey, what did we say? Long way to go. First tick, check it off, man. Check off that first tick. You never take it for granted. All right, love you guys, man. This is special. This is special. But hey, we got some more to work. We got more to work. Get in here, buddy. Get in here. There you go.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime.
There you go. Brandon Cooks, get a break.
Hey, dance with my dogs in the nighttime.
One, two, three.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime.
Touchdown, Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
I did another one. I did another one. You still ain't did shit about the other one. Got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink in me going back to back.
Rams Nation. What's happening? What's good? It's your boy, Barry Motter of Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. I've got my man James Kroger with us, and yes, we are live downtown LA, LA Live, Tom's Urban. Had an amazing watch party today. Big ups to everybody that came out, hung out with us, watched the game, watched the Rams clinch the division against the Detroit Lions. It wasn't pretty. We'll talk about that. If you hear some noise in the background, that's because we're live downtown LA at Tom's Urban. James, welcome. Thanks for coming. And thanks for bringing your big Rams horn that we've got displayed right in front of us. I'll put some pictures up, but really giving us a good vibe here, man. How you doing?
Woo, Bear. Thanks for having me at the live recording. Yes, we are at LA Live right across the street from Staples Center as the Lakers game is going on. They're not doing too hot, but hey, I'm happy to be here. I came all the way up from San Clemente, and yes, we have the Golden Ram right in front of us. We'll post on social media to show you guys. But yes, forgive us for the noise. We are loud at the bar across the street from Staples Center, and we're excited because the Rams won. They beat Detroit and clinched the division. But dude, I feel like my voice is kind of dying. I don't know why. I wasn't screaming that much, but I feel like I'm losing it a little bit. I might pull a Bear.
Yeah, we had some Who's House, Rams House going at the end. You're right. Big ups, man. I got to say it again. I did get to thank everybody that came out. A big thank you to everyone. Obviously, we had some familiar faces here for myself. We had Jerry and his daughter, Ginger. Mike was here with his son.
You got Kevin.
Kevin. Yes. And then, boys, I know you listen to the podcast. We had another three guys, and I am now spacing on everyone's names. A couple too many IPAs, but big ups to everybody. We gave away all our prizes. We had $100 in gift cards to give away. We gave away our Hover helmet, which was awesome. They gave us about $150 in U-Pour credit. I talked to you guys about Tom's Urban. They've got an amazing U-Pour system where you pick it, you pour it, you drink it. It's awesome.
It's not great for everybody because I have to say.
Yeah, you don't know how to pour a beer.
Old James Kroger poured a lot of foam for himself today, so I had to have a lot of help with my pouring because, yeah, you tilt the glass, but hey, I kind of messed it up. So the U-Pour is really cool in thought, but Mr. Kroger was basically a big fail at that.
Yeah, if anyone's over 21 and knows how to pour a beer, come on and hang out with us. But apparently James has been a little bougie his whole life and someone else has been pouring his beer. And all of a sudden he got to pour his own beer and it was a little foam heavy. But we made it through. A big thanks to Pete Cormier for coming down as well. We had a great turnout as far as people coming in and interaction. And we're going to do it more. I mean, just from the people that were here and talking with Tom's Urban, they want us back. So if you guys want to come and be a part of it, we're even looking at doing it as soon as this next coming Sunday. Bears game, obviously the Bears lost in overtime, very close game versus the Detroit Lions. But a lot of things happening as far as upcoming schedule, playoff games. So if you guys are interested, couldn't make it to this game, I know it was 10 a.m.
Yeah, reach out to us on social media because, Mike, you were here and you mentioned doing something for the 49ers game. We got the Bears game next week, which is going to be a huge game at night. So please reach out to us on social media. We'd love to get another group involved, do a live recording anywhere in LA. I mean, we can go all over the place. So
yeah, I have a car. Yeah, it's crazy. We can go anywhere.
We're both mobile.
Yeah, we're mobile.
We can get anywhere. Reach out to us on the Locked On Rams group on Facebook. Let us know where we should all meet up, because today was fun and I want to keep it going through the rest of the year. So thank you guys again for coming out.
Well, James, we got to get to some stuff. Before we do, I want to make sure everyone knows where they can find us. I'm sure everyone listening is like, yeah, dude, you tell us every day. But you can find us at Locked On Rams, at Rams Podcast, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Facebook group. Go check us out. Also, subscribe to the podcast. Hit the subscribe button. Check out me and your boy. We do podcasts all the time, obviously, on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day, 5 days a week, news, updates, information, all that good stuff. iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Go hit the subscribe button. We appreciate it. But let's get to this game, my man, because we expected to come into Detroit, and I know it's kind of cocky of us, but you know, we came in with a 10-1 record, and we thought we were going to really kind of stomp on these guys. It was, the score shows a little different of a story, but it ended up being a little bit different of a game. Thoughts on the game, just in general? We'll kind of do a quick overview, then we'll dive a little bit deeper into it. But it wasn't as hot as we really thought coming into it.
Yeah, dude, you're so right. Look at it at a high level. We ended the game at 30-16, Rams, obviously. But I showed up about halfway through the first quarter.
Yeah, thanks for coming, bud. I'll be there right at the kickoff.
Hey, well, LA traffic, though. I'm not used to that
LA
anymore.
Traffic.
I'm an Orange County boy now.
LA traffic leaves 10 minutes before the game and blames LA traffic.
There's accidents, the stinking five and everything. So getting to downtown really sucks, and I paid $25 for parking. I was arguing with all these parking attendants. This dude was trying to charge me $30, and the guy across the street from him was charging $15, and I said, yo, bro, that guy right there is $15.
You're late, and you're trying to hustle deals?
Oh, dude, I was arguing with the parking people. It was too much. But I got here, and when I got here, it was 3-3. And I'm thinking, what the hell? Like, are they stopping us on offense? What's going on, Bear? You let me know what was going on with the game. They really were. Like, in the first quarter, we weren't getting too many things done offensively, and it was really frustrating. You look at the game now, it's 30-16. But early on, they were just shutting Goff down and offensive team. And you could see in McVay's eyes that he was so frustrated with what was going on. But it was kind of rough to watch that first quarter, because you think about the New Orleans Saints losing to Dallas, and now we have the Los Angeles Rams playing Detroit and Detroit. I'm thinking, oh my God, is this going to be the NFC breakdown where the Detroit Lions beat the Los Angeles Rams? Well, hell no, that didn't happen. But early on in the game, you're kind of thinking, oh my God, this just can't be. We have to remain in first place. We have to remain as the best record in the NFL.
Yeah, you're talking about, you got here, it was 3-3. Tight game. Obviously, we got a late touchdown from Robert Woods in the first half, and we were able to kind of get some sort of separation at halftime, 13-3, and we felt, you know, better about that. But our offense never seemed to get in sync. Jared Goff, you mentioned, struggled. 17 of 33, 207 yards. Weird, 207 yards. Like, he didn't go over 300. We've been so spoiled with this offense. He had one touchdown, one interception. Interception was, I don't want to say a forced ball, but a defense made a great play on it, and you know, can't be too mad at him. If you look over the overall season of the way he's throwing the football around, I think we can grant him that interception there. But a 68 passer rating, I think, is what it converted to. We got to see a little bit more of Todd Gurley running the ball, and he converted near the end. And we'll talk about him at the end, because there was a couple interesting plays when we thought we had this game basically lined up and him at the end. But and how he played that out. But overall, I expected more. One positive thing I can say before I'll toss it back over to you, Brandon Cooks, 4 catches, 62 yards, finally broke over that 1,000-yard mark. So we do have our 1,000-yard receiver. Robert Woods is not too far behind it. But offensively, just never seemed in click.
Oh, dude, exactly. Well, we're talking about Robert Woods and Brandon Cooks both shooting to get over 1,000 yards this season, which is amazing. But at the same time, they received about over half of what they usually receive. Robert Woods had 5 receptions for 67 yards. Brandon Cooks, 4 receptions for 62 yards. What I did before this game is I picked up Gerald Everett, hoping that he would hook me up. He scored touchdowns and had some amazing chemistry with Jared Goff the past couple games. So I was hoping to see some additional efforts out of our tight ends. They both had 2 receptions for 19 yards. at the same averaging 9.5 yards each. I was really disappointed the way that we utilized these tight ends. We didn't get anything really offensively. And then Robert Woods and Brandon Cooks, 9 receptions between the two of them. That's majorly disappointing. Yes, we had Todd Gurley, who we could always rely on. But, dude, I mean, look at this wide receiver core. Really disappointing as far as the overall receptions and yards that these guys saw.
Well, I don't know if I'm disappointed in 9 catches between the two of those guys as much as it just, like, as we said earlier, the offense not getting going. Jared Goff was moving around the pocket. Obviously took a couple sacks and the interception, but again, there was no flow to the rhythm for us.
Yes.
It's tough to win on the road. I think we're getting a little greedy as well. Like, winning on the road's a big deal. And we continue to do that. We're able to, you know, obviously 30-16. It didn't really play out that well. But what we're going to do, James, is we're going to step aside really quick. We're going to get a word from a sponsor. We'll be right back after this. And we're going to break this down a little bit more. We're going to talk about the defense a little bit, what we thought about them holding down Matt Stafford and some of the plays that they made throughout the game. And then we're going to do game balls, play action balls, all that good stuff. But first, a quick word from some sponsors. Monday, Victory Monday with James and Bear. We'll be right back after this.
Got the drink and me going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink and me going back to back. Yeah. Stage, they gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. Yeah. They want it back to back.
All right, Rams Nation, we are back live from Tom's Urban. This is fun, James. This is our first live event. We are recording in the corner. If you've ever been to Tom's Urban, go check it out. Upstairs, U-Pour section. They've got this awesome, I think they call it like the nest up here. It's a little warm in the sun. We're getting the sun beat down here, but we got a couple cold beers. We're talking football. I know you had a couple last things that you wanted to wrap up with the offense before we got over the defense, so vent some more if you need. Remember, we clinched the division today.
But, dude, you know, talking about the Sean McVay mentality, this everything was not all G in Rams Nation. But look at our third down efficiency. We were 5-for-11 for third downs. The Detroit Lions were 2-for-12, but 5-for-11 is not great compared to what we used to be able to do. On top of that, dude, the penalty situation was so frustrating. We had 7 penalties for 105 yards. You want to talk about comparison to that? The Lions had 1 more penalty than us, but half the yardage. 8 penalties for 54 yards. We screwed ourselves here with 7 penalties, giving up 105 yards. And then our third down efficiency, 2 of the main things that help us win games, we totally failed at. So offensively, this was a major disappointment, and you could see it on Sean McVay's face. I don't know if you're able to see that during the game. We had Sean McVay on the big screen over here at Tom Urban's, and, dude, he did not look happy.
Yeah, the penalties definitely hurt us, and it's going to continue to hurt us as we get into, like, big-time games to have those type of momentum plays and go against us. I think there was a Matt Stafford where I think it was late in the game where he threw up, like, a 50-yard bomb, and we ended up getting called for pass interference. That was one of them that really hurt and really was – I don't want to say it was an uncatchable ball, but a bad penalty to take. And there was another big play where we actually Aaron Donald just murdered – Matthew Stafford just drilled him in the ground. I thought he broke his shoulder. And, you know, that play ended up not happening because of a penalty on our side. Actually, there was a penalty on them as well, and we had to replay the down. But when you get to big, meaningful football, those type of things can't happen. And I'm glad they happened today versus the Detroit Lions on the road when we're, you know, 11-1 clinching the division and not so much hosting a playoff game and it's win or go home, because that type of stuff needs to be cleaned up now in the regular season. So I'm glad we did see it today. Obviously through a win, but things that we do have to correct moving forward.
Yeah, talking about correction, Bear, one thing that I really want to point out as we zoom out and take a look at next week against the Bears, well, Jared Goff got sacked twice for a loss of 12 yards total, and we're talking about facing Khalil Mack in Chicago in the freezing cold. It really scares me.
Yeah, lucky he only had 2 sacks, too.
It really scares me seeing what Detroit did against this offense, specifically Jared Goff and shutting him down and sacking him, and then knowing that we have to go into the Bears' territory in the cold and face Khalil Mack and team next week. I really don't like what I saw as far as...
Yeah, well, let me cheer you up a little bit, because Khalil Mack and the Bears, this vicious defense, just lost to the New York football Giants, okay? Mm-hmm. And obviously they have Barkley and Odell Beckham, but Eli Manning just put up a W against the Bears. Yes, on the road. But they're not an unbeatable team. I think it's definitely a matchup you want to keep an eye on. And you talk about that defense versus our offensive line. It's going to be huge in that game because it's not going to be the Bears' offense coming through, putting up crazy amount of points. Chase Daniels played pretty well again for filling in. But I think we're going to see Trubisky in that game. But it's his first game back. We'll see how he comes back coming off of injury. We'll get to that game a little bit more. But before we get out of here on this segment, I wanted to talk about the defense. So as we look at our defense and the way this game was played, we only gave up 3 points in the first half. We're talking about needing a team to step up and play defensively and win a game for us. Was this a case for you that our defense showed that, hey, we can also contribute and win a football game? Because it wasn't Jared Goff putting up 30 points in the first half or Todd Gurley running for 100 in the first half to, like, make this big separation. Yes, we were up 13-3 at half, but a lot came to do with our defense. What did you find impressive about the defense performance today?
Dude, the defense was huge. First of all, I know everybody out there in Rams Nation will agree that Aaron Donald gets held on every play. It was ridiculous. Everybody here at Tom's Arena was pointing it out, but Aaron Donald is getting one, double team, and two, held so much. So
I think they finally got a flag, though. I think they finally called a flag on somebody this week.
I freaking hope so. But Donald had 4 tackles for loss, 4 quarterback hits, 2 sacks alone. Sue had that 1 QB hit. But, man, when Aaron Donald got that sack and he lost the ball, and Ndamukong Sue almost picked it up, he should have jumped on it.
I know.
It's a defense 101, but he was being hungry and trying to score that touchdown.
Yeah, he's like, I watched film all week of Ibukam doing the scoop and score, and he's back in Detroit. Are you kidding? He had a touchdown dance already in his head at that point, but you're very right. Ball on the ball. The great thing is we did come up with that ball anyway, but I love that you pointed that out because we were watching that and going like, I don't want to say greedy move, but definitely a move where he was thinking six.
You're a defensive lineman, bro.
He was thinking six. But like you said, you come back from watching Ibukam put up 2 touchdowns, and you see how gracefully he did the scoop and score. I know he was thinking of J.B. Long up in the mic going, oh, here comes Ndamukong Suh with the scoop and score. But you're right. We ended up with that ball. Aaron Donald, just to kind of tag on that, I mean, you don't even have to tag along on that, but he's a beast, man.
He is a beast.
He got the one holding call against them, finally. And just dominated the game. Another strip sack fumble. Like, it's just, like, who does that so consistently? Our man, Aaron Donald.
Yeah, this defense was really impressive. I want to give a shout-out to Troy Hill, who I've talked a lot of trash about on Locked On Rams, but he had 2 pass deflects, and he almost had an interception in the end zone. Yeah. Troy Hill was looking dominant on the coverage, and let's not forget John Johnson III with 11 total tackles, which was about 5 more than the next person in line, which was Ndamukong Suh, and then Joyner also with 6 tackles. But, dude, John Johnson III, the unspoken hero of this defense, in my opinion. He's done an amazing job.
Yeah.
9 solo tackles himself. This defense really put it together, and I was happy to see just the chemistry having to lead back with all these guys and the leadership we saw defensively.
Yeah, those guys stepped up when we needed them, and it's good to know that both sides of this team can really get a win for the team. Obviously, we've seen our special teams come into play. We'll talk about them a little bit later in the show. But what we're going to do, we're going to step aside, get another word from some sponsors. We'll be right back after this. More on the other side. James and Bear, Victory Monday. We are the NFC Champions of the West. We'll be right back after this.
Got the drink and me going back to back. Yeah. Going back to back. I got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah. Stage, they gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back.
All right, Rams Nation, we are back on an NFC West Championship Victory Monday with James Kroger live downtown LA at Tom's Urban. If you guys didn't get to come, I get it. It's 10 in the morning, it's early, but you know what? We're gonna be back here. You guys should come check it out. I gave away a ton of crap. If you showed up, you won something today. That's how awesome it was. But make an appearance. Come say hi. Throw in some questions. Me and James are throwing it down. We're going to continue to do awesome things like this. What we're going to do now, I want to talk about a couple things. We're going to do, obviously, our game balls, our play action balls. James obviously sounded a little heated earlier in the podcast. He's had a couple IPAs. He's not holding back today. So I'm sure he's got a pretty good play action ball for us. But you mentioned, as we took a quick break, James, you said, what the heck happened with Aqib Talib? Because we saw him out there. I know we pointed him out at the beginning of the game and kind of saw him on the field. Talib didn't record a single defensive stat, basically, as far as a tackle, pass deflect, anything like that. He was on a snap count. McVay said after the game that he wanted to see how Talib felt after about 30 snaps. And he said he thought he did a pretty good job. And the nice thing is, and I think this was what was perfect about this game, was kind of easing him back into playing. Obviously, we got the Bears next week. We're going to go into really cold conditions. We've got a lot of guys that have filled in for him while he's gone. So it's not like they are not ready for getting a few snaps. So they were able to work Talib in, not give him too much work today. But maybe quickly your thoughts on Talib, and then we'll roll it into, you know, our play action ball and our game ball. So take it as you may.
Okay, so I'm really looking forward to what Talib is going to bring to the table next week against the Bears, because Talib has historically played in some cold weather, and it'll be a second game back. I expect a lot more snap counts and a lot more action from him. We weren't really expecting too much statistically from him in this game. What Bear and I talked about earlier before this game started was, what elements will Talib add to this defense as he comes in and comes back to this game? So what he did add is that leadership role. We have that leader and that veteran back on this defense, which allowed everybody else to play extremely well. John Johnson with 11 tackles, 9 solo. Everybody else was looking really good out there. But Talib kind of added that reassurance that we have a veteran back there and that leadership, which is what we expect to see throughout the remainder of the season. But I can't wait to see what Talib's going to be able to do next week against the Bears. But we weren't expecting too much statistically from him this week, but he added to those elements that we were expecting before this week happened, which was, one, being leader, and two, having that veteran immediate feedback status with the defense. So Talib's back,
yeah,
but we didn't see it on numbers-wise,
yeah,
but we saw it chemistry-wise.
Exactly.
Right?
I appreciate that, because you're right. He didn't blow up the stat sheet, but, you know, just looking at the way the defense played and came together, definitely you could feel his presence back. So with that, we'll just swing right into, let's do game balls. Let's start positive. You know, I know we were not extremely happy with the outcome. The score looks great, but there can be a lot of things to be improved upon. But let's start with game balls. And I'm going to start with you, James. Monday's MVP, Mr. James Kroger. Talk to me about your game ball.
MVP, the most valuable player. And that's what I am. So I'm going to give my obvious game ball to Mr. Todd Gurley, who came through at the end. Mr. Reliable, 2 touchdowns, 23 carries, 132 yards, averaging 5.7 yards per carry with a long of 36. And on the receiving side, he was number 3. He had 33 yards and averaging 11 yards per reception with a long of 19. So Mr. Reliable, Mr. MVP, Todd Gurley is who gets James Kroger, again, the most valuable player.
Okay, well, I wanna talk to you really quick about Mr. Most Valuable Player going down with about 2 minutes and 30 seconds. He busts a big run. I know he's a very unselfish player, but he ended up scoring on that drive anyway. Did he go too far on trying to be unselfish at that moment with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left? Do you think he got inside his own head as far as being that way? Or talk to me about that play really quick.
Honestly, it was a little bit of a shocker that he did that, but at the same time, you could understand where he was going with that. He wanted the time to run out, and he wanted to keep the Rams on the field a little bit longer to bring that time down. We were running into the two-minute warning, but, I mean, I can't argue with it. He ended up scoring at the same time. My wife, who I give horrible, horrible fantasy advice to today, she's playing against Todd Gurley, so that was kind of a plus at the time. But then, of course, again, he did end up scoring. So I understand where he's coming from. I can't hate on it.
Yeah.
And, nobody can complain about Todd Gurley. He's such a good guy.
Yeah, it was good to see him back in a very positive category as far as, one, the touchdowns, which he had 2, and then 23 carries. It was just good to see him get the ball that many times. I want to continue to see him get the ball. He had 132 yards. Me and Serena Morales did an over-under with 125 yards. She took the under. I took the over. Very close there, but he got it with 132 yards. And then again, out of the backfield, you talked about it. 3 catches, 33 yards. He's a threat all over the field. Not a bad game ball. I'm going to flip the script. You did offense. I'm going to do defense. And I'm going to start with it's kind of going to be a shared game ball. It's really hard not to go Aaron Donald. The man, you talked about his stats. 5 tackles, 2 sacks, 4 tackles for loss. He had the big strip sack again, which came at a big time when we needed a big play. That really set up Todd's second touchdown there, but a big game from him. And then one guy I want to shout out that I kind of really saw earlier in the game making a bunch of plays was Dante Fowler. Five tackles, five solo, one sack, three tackles for a loss. I think that's what really stands out for me. And he was really in the backfield causing disruption. I loved watching him, you know, get involved. You kind of forget that we picked him up a couple weeks ago. You've had such big games from Ibukam and Littleton, who obviously could be mentioned this again. Corey Littleton had a great game himself. He had one sack, two tackles for loss. So in general, I think the game ball goes to the defense for really just allowing our offense to have a slow start to the game and keeping us in it. But then I just got to say Fowler for just coming in, and that's why we got him, to go cause havoc at the quarterback and get behind the line of scrimmage. He had three tackles for loss, only second to Aaron Donald because Aaron Donald's a freak with four. Let's flip the script. Let's go negative. Give me your play action ball.
All right, Bear, I really appreciate you asking that because, honestly, my boy, I have to give the play action ball to you because talk about didn't live up to his name and just got somebody I've been rooting for MVP all season long. Of course, Todd Gurley is a little bit farther out in the MVP vote for that. But Mr. Jared Goff, 17 for 33, 207 yards, one touchdown, one interception, two sacks for a loss of 12 yards total. Jared Goff just, you know, didn't seem like him and Sean McVay had that chemistry this game. They didn't have that connection. And I was hoping a lot more from Jared Goff in this game. I thought they were actually going to score a lot early on and then kind of die it down a little bit and maybe give it to Gurley, maybe Malcolm Brown towards the end of the game to die everything down. But it was quite the opposite. They only had 13 points going into halftime, which is a little bit scary. We were all kind of shaking in our boots a little bit at halftime. But Mr. Jared Goff, it just wasn't his day, man. And, you know, it's high. We got high expectations here in Los Angeles for our court QB1. And if I had to get my play action ball, I'm sorry, Jared. I know you listen to the show. I know you listen to Locked On Rams and Rams Podcast. Don't forget, you guys, to check out Rams Podcast on social media and our weekly show as well. But, man, Jared Goff, I'm sorry. You know, haven't had too many complaints about you this season, but you're going to get my play action ball today, big guy.
Well, I'm glad you're keeping it real, James, because you've given about, I don't know, maybe 10 game balls to Jared Goff, so it's about time you gave him a play-action ball. You're keeping him honest.
I
appreciate that. And I gave the game ball to the defense. I'm going to give the play-action ball. You know, it's my show. I'm going to split the ball up. I'm a splitter. We're going to go one. In general, play-action ball goes to our attention to detail, which you mentioned earlier in the show. 105 yards is not going to fly against a very good team. If you let the New England Patriots an extra 105 yards on top of a game, then you're in trouble. If you allow the New Orleans Saints to come into the Coliseum and play us and you give them 105 yards of free yards, let's see what we saw Drew Brees do on Thursday. That's a fluke, my man. He's not going to go out and choke like that. So he's used to throwing 300 yards. You give him an extra 100 yards on top of that, we're in trouble. I think I'd have to go that. And then maybe, I hate to do it because I've been hyping up our tight end so much. But I guess just overall our offense as far as moving the football would get a game ball. Todd Gurley is probably out of that conversation. He had a really great game. But Jared Goff, the tight ends, and then probably Josh Reynolds, just trying to get that third person to help out. We have a group, right? It's obviously Brandon Cooks and Robert Woods. I think they did what they need to do. That's a good chunk for them. 9 catches, 120 yards, and a touchdown from the two of them. But it's that secondary wave of Tyler Higbee, Josh Reynolds, and Gerald Everett. It was a rough game for them in general. So we need somebody to fill in that third slot. Todd Gurley's doing his work. So I think it's got to be our secondary weapons offensively and then the penalties. That's my play action ball.
Yeah, I can second that. Everett, I picked him up on fantasy. I started him over Graham for Green Bay because Graham has a broken thumb, but he ended up doing a lot better. But I was, you know, with Everett in the last couple of games, I was expecting at least a touchdown from him, and he really let me down, man. Fantasy-wise, I picked up Everett. And, yeah, dude, these tight ends between Higbee and Everett, 3 receptions total between the two of them. Major disappointment there.
Yeah, let's not get too crazy because they've had 3 awesome weeks in a row, and I'm sure the Lions were queuing in on them trying to come into the game. So I don't want to be too hard on them. I think long-term we've got a really good setup there. But again, 5 catches for about 45 yards is just not going to do it as far as being what we need to fill in that third option for Jared Goff. And there's 3 guys to fill in there, and it just didn't get there. So, but to finish this off on a positive note, the Rams are 11-1. Let me say that again. Mic check, mic check. 11-1 and have now won the NFC West. We are the first team to win our division, clinch it, be ready for the playoffs. We are now just fighting to keep that number one seed. All is extremely well out here in La La Land, besides me and James sweating out here in this nest up on the second floor. But we're talking good things. I know we were probably a little rough today. We wanted to smash the Lions. The score looks good, but the game did not look as good as the score. We've got a week to get ready for Sunday Night Football. We are back in the prime time. We're facing the Bears. And you know what? Stay tuned, because we might be right back here at Tom's Urban. I'm going to talk to him, see if we can work out another party. If you guys can come, hit me up on social media. Let me know if you're interested or if you're in the area. I know we got a lot of listeners all around the world, so I appreciate you guys wherever you're at. I know you would die to get on a flight to come out here and hang out with us and watch some Rams football, but we are freaking good. We're 11-1. We're going to make a run at this NFC Championship. James, thanks so much for coming down. Well, actually coming up from San Clemente, joining me today, being super supportive. Live here at Tom's Urban. But you know what it is, Rams Nation. Until next time.
Peace. Got the drink and me going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink and me going back to back. Yeah, I'm going back to back. I don't want to hear about the Sever again. Not even when she tell them that they better as friends. Not even when you're saying Drizzy, tell them again. I've been putting on the show, it was a sellout event.